going to call the meeting to order. The time is 5:35. I'm sure y'all had a chance to look at the agenda. Is there a motion to accept that? Or are there any comments or changes?
So moved, Madam Chair.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So that carries. So the next thing we have is to elect the personnel chair. And I would like to say I've had a wonderful time being the chair for the last 3 years, but I'd like to pass it on at this time. And I'd also like to make a motion to have Melissa be the chair.
I'll second.
Is there any other recommendations for chair nominations? Hearing none, I'll close the nominations for chair. All in favor for Melissa, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Melissa, you're on.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
It's quite an honor. I want you to know, you are one lucky girl.
Oh, well. I'm just sit next to me in every meeting.
We're going to be good. And we've got big staff down there, too.
So. All right. So, our first item is the personnel policy updates. Is that correct? And you should have all received that update in your packet. Do you have any comments, Julie? Anything you want to comment on?
Well, this is just an update to these policies. We'd like to recommend that we increase the accrual of PTO for employees in aid positions to equal all other positions. Historically, aides have been a position that had very few hours. They are now equal in their average weekly hours to all other positions. So it feels appropriate, and it came up through our DEI work group as an area of inequity that staff would like to see addressed. And so we'd like to have it reviewed at this time. We feel like it would help as well with our recruitment and retention, as well as just the equity issue for aid.
Anyone has any questions for Julie? Questions? Okay, we need to vote. All in favor of?
I'll make a motion.
Sorry.
I'll make a motion
to
accept the new policy, the improved policy.
Is there a second?
I'll second for one question. Is this part of the base budget?
It's a hard thing to budget. It's not. The thing is what you're doing is paying people to be gone. So you're already budgeting to pay people. It's an indirect cost because you don't know what it'll take to actually backfill. Or if people don't take their PTO, it'll show up on the financials in terms of compensated absences. But it's not actually a direct budget cost. So yes, it's budgeted because you would already be paying them to be there. You're just paying them to be gone.
I kind of half understand that.
Yeah. we're already paying them to be there 17 hours a week. Now we're saying, we'll pay you 17 hours, but you can be gone one day. So, if that makes sense? No?
Do we have accrual cost for replacing that person while they're gone?
The accrual happens as they work. And so it'll be, they're already accruing some PTO. The real question will be, how much do we end up having to backfill with other
that's
hours?
More of my question
and it's really hard to know what those needs will be because I don't see it being a one for one.
Okay.
So.
Any further discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number five, sample position description is on page 9 in your packet. And Do you need to share anything about that, Julie?
I can. So this is part of our LSTA grant that we've been working on throughout this year. That's the grant that is advancing equity and inclusion in Central Minnesota libraries. So one of the components was to have a review of our recruitment processes and our job descriptions from sort of that equity lens. So we worked with Filson Talent Partners, and they gave us some recommendations, and that is on your table in front of you, I believe, the diversity, equity, and inclusion heading. And so what I did is just sort of use some of those recommendations and did a sample of what it might look like using some of those recommendations in our job descriptions. So what's attached is a regular or current library assistant job description, and then just a sample incorporating some of the recommendations. And I can walk through the recommendations if you want, or you can just sort of glance and ask questions. But the purpose of what we're trying to do is reduce barriers to applicants and increase the diversity of our staff. So by taking a look at these job descriptions, there's a lot of good ideas and recommendations that we think we could will make a better job description. And also, some of this gets used as a job posting if we were to have an opening. So trying to attract more of diverse applications.
And if I may add, so the samples provided for you to look at tonight, the goal would be to bring a number of job descriptions forward for you to approve at a future meeting with these changes in mind. So if you have feedback on what's here, it'd be helpful to know that before we started applying this to the multiple job descriptions as we work forward.
So, Madam Chair, does this... does this change the pay grade if we bring this to anybody? It doesn't, does it? Okay.
Nope, that's a totally different thing.
We're not really changing the jobs, the requirements, or the pay. We're just really presenting it in a format that might be more appealing to both applicants and even current employees. Just sort of using language that might be more clear and understanding instead of the library jargon that we tend to use. If you look at our current job descriptions, we can have 20, 30 lists of duties. So the recommendation is to just do more of a snapshot that will be more attractive to people that are looking at that position, and also gets to really what the outcome of the job is instead of just a laundry list of things to do. So really focusing on outcomes is a big part of the recommendations. The diversity and inclusion statement that people look for as they're looking at jobs now. Minimum qualifications. You were getting more applications where maybe they don't have that degree, and we're having to go further in our recruitment pools. So giving that statement that maybe you have other skills that we can talk about, and we're willing to look at that with you and maybe even develop you in some areas. So probably... some similar things counties are doing, because I know they're also facing some labor issues as well. And putting qualifications that allow people to think they to not think they don't qualify. Their research indicates a lot of women will look at a list, and if they don't have everything, they're not going to apply. That may not be as true for males looking at the list. So, you know, really looking at what we're putting in there so that people don't disqualify themselves right away, but rather they take that time and apply or know what we're about here. The physical demands, if you look at our current chart, that's really daunting and intimidating. It's sort of a list that might really discourage people with disabilities from being a part of the organization. So by really just putting what they need to do versus how they have to do it. So instead of saying you need to walk, we say you need to move. And they can determine if they have that ability in some other way, some other accommodation that they use in their life. So that's where that language becomes a little bit more ADA compliant and, again, really is more encouraging to people.
Any other questions? And do we need to vote on this? No, we don't, right?
No, but the next time you'll have a whole bunch of stuff related to this coming.
Oh, good.
I foresee probably what, the 10 job descriptions for sure, and then likely a policy change in the form of that diversity, equity, and inclusion statement be incorporated into our personnel policies. So maybe by the May meeting, I know that's ambitious for Julie and her staff, who's seeing a lot of turnover right now, but we do have a grant deadline of June 30th, too. So.
That it for us?
Yep.
That's it?
The big thing was the chair. getting a new chair. That was probably the biggest agenda item.
Did I?
Yes, you did. And you got the power to make an adjournment.
Yeah. Well, I would like to adjourn this meeting.
Okay.
We're at 5:45 on March 15th.